Hello, my love. Hello, how are you? Really, really, really glad to have you here. Welcome to today's episode of ITR Pod. I will set the scene for you. I am in my home studio, if we can call it that, my blanket cave, and I am enjoying the fact that it is sunny today. It is sunny, sunny, sunny. It is the Sunday before the Monday that this is coming out, and yeah, it's gorgeous. Long may this rain. I really, really hope that these brighter days are here to stay, and the sun, she will bless us and continue to shine on us as we move forward, because boy, does it make a difference to your mental health. I mean, like, for real. Anyway, yes, that's where I am. I'm in my ever so slightly warmer than usual cave. And I feel like the days are getting brighter. Spring is coming. My birthday is, in fact, this month, the first day of spring on the calendar, the official calendar, every year, the same. So yeah, feeling really good. Let's get on into it. This is In the Room with Adele James. And here is the unfiltered version of my story. So, the present moment. I'm feeling quite relieved. And that sounds weird. I'm feeling quite relieved. I mean, first things first, I'm sure you're all desperate to know whether or not I did another 5 days of exercise. And I'm pleased to confirm that I did not do 5 days, but I did do four. And I'm really proud of myself. 3 days in the gym, one at home. I'm really proud of myself. You know, consistency is the thing that is the most difficult to achieve. And so far, so good. But no, moving on from that, I am relieved because I have been thinking for quite a while now that this kind of season of the podcast is maybe coming to an end. I mean, mainly, as much as I want to help other people, mainly it's a resource. It's a way for me to document and work through what it is to be a professional working actor. And the fact that that helps anybody in the process is a bonus. Like, I love that it helps people, and I love hearing people's feedback about, you know, episodes that they listen to and enjoy and resonate with and that make them think differently and so on and so forth. But I've been feeling increasingly, especially with not being very well over the last kind of month and a half, or this winter in general, I've been feeling like perhaps I'm just talking for the sake of talking a lot of the time. And though that might be helpful for others, it's not always helpful for me. And so I was kind of toying with whether or not to, with how to proceed, whether or not to move to maybe doing monthly episodes on the first of every month or the first Monday of every month, whether to do bi-weekly episodes, whether to move into doing the podcast in seasons, because actually in a weird way, it kind of already has been seasonal. The way that it kind of worked out originally is that I recorded from December of 2021 to April of 2022. Then I took a big break while I was dealing with the breakup and recovering from a big job that I'd just done and generally just finding myself in a lot of ways. And then I brought it back when I was on tour with The Importance of Being Earnest in September. And I've kept it going pretty much every week since then until now, which, you know, brings us to the end of February, beginning of March. And so in a weird way, it kind of has had just under 6 month long seasons. But I'm now at the stage again where I really do feel like something's got to change. And the thing I think I realize is that, or I hope at least, is that I've given you quite a good overview of week to week, moment to moment, how up and down the industry is, how affecting that can be on a person's mental health, how chaotic it can feel sometimes, how high the highs can be, how low the lows can be, you know, how personal things can interfere and will interfere with the plight of, you know, pursuing an acting career, what some other people's experiences have been from the wonderful guests that I've had on, starting, of course, with the wonderful Liv DeLima, really, really good friend of mine, and so many others who have come on now and shared as honestly and openly as I have and given you a different perspective, but also kind of co-sign some of the things that I've been saying over the last couple of years. And I don't want to cut the podcast off entirely, but I do think that hopefully you've got quite a good idea or quite a good foundation of the reality of being a working actor, being somebody who's achieved a moderate level of success, done a lot of the things that people, certainly in the earlier stages of their career, are trying to do, and giving them a realistic overview of what the reality behind achieving those things might look like. Not definitely will look like, but, you know, looks like for a lot of people. It's not all kind of glamour and bells and whistles and all the rest of it, that I haven't got to that stage yet. I don't know if that stage really ever does truly exist, because all of that kind of press and PR stuff, like all of that, looks like a lot of work. You know, it looks like a lot of work. I'm sure it's really fun, but I'm sure it's also a hell of a lot of work. So, you know, the overarching message has been, since I started this, don't believe everything that you see on the surface. And I hope that you've been given a good, authentic understanding of what it does look like beneath the surface or behind the scenes. And I'm really grateful to have been able to do that, and for the people that have come on who have also shared their experiences, so that you could learn from that as well and understand that as well. But as I say, it's not really, I don't feel like it's really serving me at the moment. And I feel relieved, because I just had this conversation actually when I said, look, I'm honestly, I feel anxious about letting people down, about not producing the podcast regularly anymore. And like, there's this kind of energy on social media, not from anybody, I haven't received this from anybody specifically, but I just feel this kind of self-imposed / social media imposed pressure not to fail at things, not to give up on things, not to see things through. And, you know, she quite rightly said to me, as I would have said to anybody else, if you started doing it for you and it's not working for you anymore, you don't have to do it anymore. And I don't think it counts as quitting. I think, you know, things are useful for a time and then they're not. And you can pick it back up again when you're ready, and you can not when you don't want to. And so all that said to say is I just feel really relieved, and I'm really grateful that I was able to talk to her about that, because, you know, we all have anxieties about letting people down, even the people that say they don't care about what people think and, you know, all the rest of it. Like, we're all human. We all want to be loved and respected and cared about and relied upon. And I'm a self-confessed people pleaser. I've said it many times, and I don't want to let people down, but also I don't think it's right for me to claim to be honest and claim to want to give you the truth and then just kind of squash myself into a position that doesn't work for me. You know what I mean? So I'm not giving up the podcast, but what I am going to commit to with my chest, and I kind of said this a few episodes ago, but I'm going to commit to it with my chest and say, is I will be continuing the podcast on an ad hoc basis. It won't be on a regular schedule. When something happens of significance, or I feel like there is something important to say, and that could be skewing on the negative side or the positive, I will release an episode about that, in a journal-like fashion, the way that I always have been doing, but just less regularly. I will also be inviting guests onto the podcast, so those episodes will come out as and when I'm able to record them. You know, I'm an actor. The people I bring on are actors. It's not always easy to pin people down on a schedule. And so I can't guarantee when people will come out. I would love to hear if you have any ideas of who you'd like to hear speak on the podcast in this kind of journal-like way. But yeah, I'm just going to commit to it with my chest and say this will no longer be a weekly podcast. It won't be a monthly podcast, but it will still exist when I feel there's a need for a new episode to exist. And I hope that that is something that you guys understand and can get behind. There are many podcasts that exist in seasons, that exist as weekly podcasts, that exist bi-weekly, so on and so on. And that really suits them. And this, I feel, it now will best be served as a podcast that exists when there's something important to say, when there's something significant to say that's actually going to benefit people, rather than me just kind of rambling on about kind of the same thing over and over again. So I hope that all makes sense. I see it as a really positive thing, actually. I feel like there's a massive weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I feel excited to be able to know that every time you hear from me, you're going to be hearing about something significant, something that I really think is going to make a difference in the lives of those who receive it. So that's the present moment. A big one today. A really, really big one. But, you know, I feel like the 1st of March is Adele's new year. You know, I had a bit of a false start in January when I was like, yeah, I'm ready. I've just come back from Spain. I'm ready to, like, give this year some welly in my own time and pace. But, you know, I want to get some things done. And then I got the flu and I've really just been ill ever since. And I'm finally feeling better, much better. And I did say, didn't I, March, things were going to turn around in March. And here we are. Thank you, astrology. Yeah, it's my birthday this month. Hopefully I've got some work coming out this month. It's just a really, for me, it feels like another big refresh. And y'all know I love a refresh. So I don't know how this year's been going for you thus far, but maybe you also need to hit refresh. Maybe you want to spring up anew, blossom anew, like the natural world is now that we're entering into spring. And if that is you, then join me. Welcome. Glad to have you on this new year. Adele's new year. That's what I'm dubbing it. Let's move forward with intention and only committing to what we're happy to commit to and not overpromising or overextending, doing what we love and doing it for ourselves. You know, that's a big message in what I'm saying here about reducing ITR pod to being released as and when I feel it's necessary. That's what I need to do for me. And I think if I'm being true to myself, then I can best serve others and so can you. So yeah, thank you for sitting through that. I've only got one outtake today and I'm going to share that with you now. So the big thing for me now, very much in line with doing what I love, very much in line with doing things for myself, very much in line with, yeah, just really putting one foot in front of the other in like a self-enriching way, is I want to commit now, here, vocally, to you, that I am going to do something culturally enriching every single month. And that will most likely often take the form of seeing a film outside of the house or going to see a piece of theatre, maybe a concert or an art gallery, something like that. So in January, I watched The Wife of Willesden, which is now in Boston doing the first leg of its American tour. Congratulations, y'all. Such a great show. I really enjoyed it. Like an absolute feat of talent and just storytelling at its finest. Claire Perkins in particular in the lead role, who basically just monologued for the entire thing. It was so great. I feel really privileged to be able to have seen it. And I also saw in February Matilda, the musical, in film version. I saw the musical years ago, with an ex. Ooh. But the show was fantastic. I really loved it. And it's really one of those shows that's just stayed with me for years and years and years. And so when I saw it was coming out and with none other than Lashana Lynch as Miss Honey, I was absolutely gassed. I don't know why it's taken me so long to see it, but I went to see it during half term with my little brother and sister and my mum. And you know what? It really moved me. Like, it really affected me. I think there's so much in it about writing your own story. I mean, that's the whole crux of the whole thing, is not having your story written for you by other people. And I suppose actually in a big way that relates to what I've been saying already today, and what I often say about kind of claiming more autonomy over your career as an actor or whatever it is that you do, but especially as an actor, you feel like so much of what happens to you in this career is at the liberty of other people's decisions and how they see you and what they want to do. And, you know, there are actually many ways that you can kind of say, this is what I want and this is how I want to do it. A really good example of that is tomorrow, well, actually today, when you're listening to this, I will be sitting on the panel. So the 27th, Monday, the 27th of February, I'll be sitting on the judging panel for Mauer Theatre Company's Shakespeare Monologue Slam at the Globe Theatre, which is a huge deal for me. Like, this is so exciting. I'm sitting on a panel with some people I really, really admire, like really admire. And I'm actually quite nervous about it, but so excited. Not nearly as nervous, I'm sure, as the actors who are going to perform. But, you know, y'all are going to do great. I'm really excited to see you. And just big up yourselves for getting this far in the competition. But the reason I brought it up is because Mauer Theatre Company has existed for, what, a few years? And it's just the culmination of a group of Black and Black mixed women who want to see more Black and Black mixed women doing Shakespeare. That's all it was. A group of people with that like-minded intention who came together and made things happen. And now look at them. I mean, even from the beginning, they were doing great things. But now look at them. A monologue slam of Shakespeare monologues at the Globe Theatre, exclusively spotlighting and highlighting Black and Black mixed female performers. It's unheard of, it's unprecedented, and it's, I can't believe it's taken this long for us to get to this point in British theatre history that this would even be happening, but it's really just the result of a bunch of women saying, I don't like the story that's been written for us, where we're not seen in these roles often enough, where we're maybe the token, or where we're, you know, just not quite enough able to take up space here. And so they rewrote their story. It's so inspiring, and it's such an honor for me to then be able to be a part of their day, their evening, their events. I as a Black mixed woman myself, who has done Shakespeare once professionally, it's really exciting. It's really exciting. And you know what, Matilda, I just feel like there's so many life lessons in there. Tim Minchin's writing, the way that he's written these songs. There's one song in particular called When I Grow Up. And I don't know why, but, well, I do know why. But when I hear it, I can't help but cry. It's just ridiculous. There's a grown woman crying at this song in a children's musical. But it's just really powerful. And so I really recommend it if you haven't seen it already. I think it'll be coming out on Netflix soon if it's not already. But yeah, so my commitment to myself in terms of culturally enriching experiences for next month, this month, March, is I'm going to see on Thursday, the 2nd, I'm going to see the understudy performance of the National Theatre show Standing at the Sky's Edge. I would actually really love to see the principal show as well, because I've heard really good things about it already. But yes, I'm going to see the understudy performance on Thursday afternoon, which I am stoked about. It was only a few years ago now that I did my own understudy performance playing Anita in Nine Nights at the Trafalgar Studios. It was the first time I ever stood on a West End stage, first time I ever performed on a West End stage, and we absolutely sold out that theatre. I mean, those performances are always free, but we absolutely booked up every single ticket, full of friends and family. I mean, so many people I love were able to see that, and it meant so much. And so it's so nice to be able to go and support someone else on their understudy journey at a huge and very important theatre in this country. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the show. Actually, it was brought to our attention, myself and the person I'm going with, by that group I told you that I set up of Black and Black mixed women and non-binary performers. I'm going to see the National Theatre Standing at the Sky's Edge. The month after that, I'm going to see Four Black Boys. I can't wait. I didn't get the chance to see it at the Royal Court. Or where was it before that? I think it might have been the Donmar or the Almeida. I can't remember. But I didn't get to see it. I haven't seen it yet. And so this will be my first experience of it. It's on at the Apollo. They open on the 25th of March, which is coming up fairly soon. So I would recommend getting on that if you'd like to see it, because I know there are some nights that are already sold out, understandably, because they're epic. I just can't wait to see it. But yeah, culturally enriching experiences. And you know what? One a month, that's a very easy commitment to make. I'm not overpromising myself. I'm not overextending. That's an easy commitment to make. Something outside of the house, something outside of what I know, something that's going to stretch me a little bit, kind of culturally speaking. Yeah, I think that's doable. I really want to see an opera as well. So if anybody has any hookups for like, or like suggestions of what like a good opera might be to go and see, I am all ears. But yeah, that's the only outtake that I have really, is that's my commitment going forward. Well, it's my second commitment going forward. I commit to not overcommitting to the podcast, but giving you the best content as and when I have it. And I commit to myself to fill my creative cup once a month, every month. Doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be anything too crazy, but just go and see something that fills my creative cup once a month outside the house, not on my laptop, not on my phone. Yeah. And that's me. So my self-care intention for the foreseeable future. Well, I think this whole episode has really talked about what my self-care intention is for the foreseeable future. It's just to look after number one, you know, to do what I feel serves me, this version of me that exists right now, and really just enjoy life, you know, knowing that I don't have to do anything. And I get the most out of things when I want to do them. And I hope that that resonates with you at all. But what's your self-care intention anyway? Until the next time we speak, it could be soon. It could be in a little while. How are you going to look after yourself? What's your commitment to yourself for the next however long until we speak again? As always, 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 I want to say thank you so very, very much for giving me your time today. I know the present moment was very long, but I felt like it would be beneficial to just be open about exactly where and what and why I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about. And in the spirit of what this podcast has always tried to be, I think, and what I've always wanted it to be and what I would like it to continue to be, I just wanted to be real with you, I guess. It's very much been a process of discovery for me. When I first started it, I just knew I had to say something. And as it's gone along, it's kind of morphed and shifted and changed. And anyway, I'm super glad and super grateful to have had your time for as long as I've had it. And I hope that I will speak to you again very soon and you'll come back and you'll hear what weird and wonderful things are going on and that I have to say about those. And in the meantime, if there's anything that you want me to pick up when I do record the next episode, anything that you want me to talk on, please do email itrpod@stepintotheroom.co.uk, and I would be glad to include that in Making Our Way or something similar. But until then, until that glorious day comes around, if you want to keep up with what is going on more regularly, I am on Instagram @Adele_JJames. There is, of course, also In The Room Coaching, where I support actors with their industry insight, creating business strategy, honing audition technique and mindset coaching. And that is @ITR Coaching on Instagram and on every social media platform, basically. And actually, also, I have decided to start a monthly newsletter via In The Room. I prefer writing at the moment, and so that's what I'm going to be doing via In The Room. You can sign up for that if you go to www.stepintotheroom.co.uk. And that will just be a check-in from me on a monthly basis. So that will be regular, and it includes prompts for you to have a think about, for you to use to think about how to reflect on the month that's just passed and how to move forward. It'll also include updates on the business, of course, and services that are on offer and availability that I have. And yeah, just, I think it's just a nice way for me to connect with people similarly to the podcast, but in a different way, just in a slightly different way. And I'm also on TikTok. I'm now on TikTok. Can you believe it? I was so anti-TikTok for such a long time because I just knew it would destroy my free time, or I thought it would destroy my free time. I thought I'd just end up scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. But you know what? I really just go on there, post and ghost. I just go on there, post some insights, advice, or, you know, thoughts about being an actor, and then I just dip. So far, so good. But yeah, I'm on TikTok if you want to kind of have an acting mentor in your pocket, a bit like the podcast has been, but maybe more accessible, actually. And you'll find me there at Adele_JJames as well. So that's it from me for a little while. Thank you so much for today. And I look forward to talking to you real soon. Please do look after yourself. Break a leg, whatever's going on for you acting-wise. And if it's been quiet, please don't worry, because when I tell you, it has been like cobwebs on this end. Like, I've had 3 auditions this year, which I would say is probably quite a lot for this time of year, but it even still, it feels like cobwebs have been very spread out, like every 3 weeks. And yeah, there's no drama here. You know, it's the beginning of the year. We've got plenty more of 2023 to come. So don't stress. If it's been quiet for you, that is normal. You're doing amazing. And hopefully the next time we speak, things will have turned around slightly and picked up for you. That is my wish for you. All right. Mwah. Thank you so much. Take the best of care.